At Prime FM in Liberia's capital, Monrovia, Christophina Pinky Nyene prepares to read the major news bulletin of the day. It is a career leap for the journalist. Until about 2 months ago, she worked mainly behind the scenes. Nyene is one of a handful of new female journalists to join Prime FM. With her colleagues focused on politics, Nyene's coverage of the environment and human rights was often overshadowed. And she says the help she received transitioning into a radio career was limited.
My confidence level was not high. I did not know how to write or lead or real good lead. Sometimes when I read my stories, my editor would be like, "What is this, Christophina? What is this?"
But all changed when Prime FM joined the pilot gender ethics program. Nyene is now an anchor and has a mentor. The gender ethics policy is a response to a 2023 report by the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa. The report found significant underrepresentation and marginalization of women in newsrooms and frequent objectification or degradation of them in news stories. That imbalance, says the Female Journalist Association of Liberia, or FIJAL, reduces women's representation in government, which in turn affects policy. The hostile climate came to the fore in the 2023 elections when the media focused on a candidate's old beauty pageant pictures instead of her policies. Lisa Tene Diase is the president of FIJAL.
Everything about Woki Dolo was about her bikini. I think bikini or something, because she took part in the Miss Liberia and she was a former Miss Liberia. Everything about her life, that her transition from the pageantry to political, everything came back on pageantry.
Seeing a need for a change, FIJAL formed and piloted a policy in 30 media institutions, the SSAs.
So that particular policy will take into account how many growth of women in the newsroom, growth of reporting women or gender stories, and making sure women can also take on the airwaves to talk about their issues and also report issues as well.
FIJAL offers internships, career mentorships, and the Newsroom Leaders Fellowship. It's already seeing results, says Lamakoli, Dex editor for Women's TV, Liberia.
I improve my leadership ability, improve my writing skills, my capacity to nurture and manage the newsroom, and improve. And because of that, I was upgraded to become editor of my newsroom.
The pilot is also bringing other changes too. Prime Communications Network now has a dedicated gender desk to produce content that highlights Liberian women, says network director Jutonu Yuwatekoli.
So if you bring a story, I want to see the gender length. I want to see the female side of that story.
After its promising start, FIJAL hopes that more media outlets will adopt the policy and that newsrooms and audiences will see a more balanced representation of women. Sena Anutod, VOA News, Monrovia.
For the salaries of four commissioners at the institution, this form was exclusive justice in Tifaba.
My confidence level was not high. I did not know how to write or lead or real good lead. Sometimes when I read my stories, my editor would be like, "What is this, Christophina? What is this?" Everything about Woki Dolo was about her bikini. I think bikini or something, because she took part in the Miss Liberia and she was a former Miss Liberia. Everything about her life, that her transition from the pageantry to political, everything came back on pageantry. So that particular policy will take into account how many growth of women in the newsroom, growth of reporting women or gender stories and making sure women can also take on the airways to talk about their issues and also report issues as well.
I improve my leadership ability, improve my writing skills, my capacity to nurture and manage the newsroom, and improve. And because of that, I was upgraded to become editor of my newsroom.
So if you bring a story, I want to see the gender length. I want to see the female side of that story.